Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That's right. The drive is live, and it feels a little different on this Thirsty Thursday because...
A little playoff, baby.
A little playoff feel to it as we are... Okay, let's go. Let's go Buffalo. I didn't hear that coming. And it got a Josh Allen fan in the building. All right, there you go.
Yeah, we've handled them already.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of Texans fans that would love to see you handle Jacksonville, right? And that puts maybe the Texans in line to host if the three seed is out of there. And then and maybe Buffalo come back to NRG. But we will head to NRG here in a little bit. We'll hear from C.J. Stroud coming up at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that as we get you ready over the next several days and hours here on Sports Radio 610 and here on The Drive for that playoff game in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. A little baseball news with the Astros, as they had several players that the deadline for them to reach agreements before it went to arbitration, they've been able to do that with some guys, some important guys there, including Jeremy Peña. He got just over $9 million, so they have that situation done in, so nobody has to go in and have to deal with the Kyle Tucker situation where you hear the team tell you how
find
they
out what the team really
feels
about
why they don't want to pay you. So they avoid that with him. Jesus Sanchez, $6.8 million is what he gets to avoid arbitration. Jake Myers, the center fielder, outfielder there, he gets $3.55 million, pissing off Chaz McCormick somewhere. He gets $3.5 million and avoids arbitration. And then this one. I understand it. This is his first year. But just to put into perspective, the Astros and arguably their most important player, how much they are paying him. Clinton Tyler, Hunter Brown, $5.7 million is what they're able to agree upon. $5.7 million is what they're able to agree upon to avoid arbitration. They're paying their ace $5.7 million. And not just an ace, like he's one of the aces in the league. This is easily a top five pitcher in the league, top three in the Cy Young Award, and had a dominant season. And it looks like he's building upon it. He was good 2 years ago, last year, then he moved to an ace dominant. Now he's getting 5.7. I look at that, I'm like, man, they got to find some way to fix this outfield somewhere else if they're only paying him $5 million.
Boy, well, I mean, talk about fixing the outfield or let's talk about adding another big arm to the starting rotation. I mean, instead of having to bet on, boy, this guy being healthy or this guy developing or that guy, you know, coming into his own, if your head, top of the game pitchers, your ace is 5.71. Boy, you got some money to spend, man. So
what'd you say? What would he fetch right now?
Yeah, what would he fetch on the open market?
A lot.
I mean, what do you think it is?
I mean, the total is in the twos, like 200. The total is something that I don't believe the Astros would pay, or at least haven't shown to pay to pitchers, right?
Yeah,
I mean, what did Dylan Cease get, Tyler, or Cheryl? Dylan Cease, I thought, got something crazy, and I know he would get way more than Dylan Cease got. Dylan Cease just
Cheryl?
Got a big,
she got,
got
it.
A big, got a big deal. You got it?
7 years, $210 million.
$30 million
Come
a year.
Come on, man. I think Dylan's ERA was in the fours last year.
I mean that's $30 million a year. I mean
I mean if that's what Dylan Cease is getting, and if this cat was on the open market and you getting I mean, we're talking $35, $40
million. Oh, well, and I mean, $23 million signing bonus.
I would imagine Jesus, you could probably do something similar. Now, I'm in no way, shape, or form am I saying this guy's the same caliber player at his position, but you could probably do something similar with Jake Meyers. If you're your starting center fielder that you are wholeheartedly committed to is at 3.5, I would imagine there's a little margin there between the top guys that you can
spend
elsewhere
year.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Career year, yeah. So that's crazy. I am certain that they have – they're probably trying to do something to get him paid early. But Scott Boras is his agent. I get to feel Scott just may say, man, why don't you chill out? unless we get some real numbers. Yeah. Why don't you chill out on that thing right now. So there is some Astros news. By the way, Clint, we got a big college football game tonight. Miami and Ole Miss there in Tempe. Glendale, excuse me, playing for the Fiesta Bowl and the right to get to the college football championship game next Monday night. Miami 3.5-point favorites, but you ready? You ready for Mike Irvin?
I'm gonna be honest.
You ready? You ready for Mike Irvin? You ready for you ready for the Canes?
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I'm about as annoyed as I could possibly be with the Hurricanes. It's not the Hurricanes. It's the sideshows. Like I know Mike Irvin. I'm a Mike Irvin fan.
Oh, we've had Mike on a lot here.
But he's out of his mind on the sideline, man. This isn't just whipping the bleachers after the game. I mean, he's walking around on the sideline. I mean, he's on cloud nine. Like, I mean, he's so jacked up. The whole game they're panning over there to him, and he's acting like it's a Super Bowl moment, like in the second quarter on a 3rd-and-1. It's just like it was. It's cool, you know, every now and then, but it's got to a point where it's throughout the game, and now it's all of a sudden the belt out and whipping the bleachers and putting on this big show.
He pulled out. By the way, he is still in great shape.
Look here. You speed up that metabolism on a daily basis. Your ass can stay lean like that.
I believe Mike has deserved multiple 15-yard penalties. I think he's clearly past the line of where he is supposed to be on the sideline.
Yeah.
He was down there when they – I'm sorry to bring up this moment for you, Tyler. But when they scored that – what became the game-winning touchdown – he was in the end zone.
Yeah.
He was down.
In the field of play.
He was down there.
Yes. He is sweating. He is sweating like he's in a sauna.
That hair's got to go.
I mean, obviously out of his mind. And then last week it's – and I do. I like Miami. I'm not a big Beck fan, but I like that running back. And I love what Cristobal's created. But, man, now we got to watch Jimmy Johnson cry. Like, what the hell is
that
Jimmy?
Got to Jimmy, man.
Jimmy Johnson has
won. Don't give it to Jimmy.
Come on, man. Jimmy Johnson has won national titles. Jimmy Johnson has won Super Bowls. Bro, you just won a second-round playoff game, and you're crying during Cristobal's interview.
Hey, man, that's a
– what if I told you?
I mean, what do we do?
Like, the Cotton Bowl means a lot to Jimmy.
Yeah, right. He's got a lot of memories in the Cotton Bowl. I mean, it's just like what is all these sideshows? I'm just like, damn. I like the
got to Jimmy.
I like the football part of it. I like Cristobal. I like what they do. But all these sideshows are just enough already, man. I mean, who's going to be this
you.
Week?
I can't believe Jimmy did you in. Ray's there this week. Ray was there last week.
Ray was there last week. But Ray had no problem. Ray was cool, calm, collected, dressed to the nines. They panned over there and hit him a couple times with the camera, and he was doing the normal happy for you guys. He wasn't doing the whole look at me stuff. I mean, it'll be somebody this week.
But Larry Coker, maybe
it is. Coker ain't – I mean, I don't know if he can move that fast. I don't know if he's still with us.
Larry's with
it'll be somebody, though. It'll be somebody. You watch. And now ain't nobody going to take the cake. Ain't nobody going to take the cameras from Mike.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ain't gonna be somebody. It's gonna be Mike.
Yeah, it's gonna be Mike. There's gonna be a side, another sidekick.
Maybe Benny Blaine somewhere. Right?
When I saw Jimmy Johnson crying last week, I said, "Gosh, damn.
Let him get there, man.
Come on, man.
Jimmy's 80." Coming up, let's go to NRG.
I mean, that guy's got 6 championships combined, doesn't he?
That's his school. He brought them up and they're back.
Jeez.
We'll go to NRG and hear from CJ Stroud as he gets ready for this playoff matchup against the Steelers. That's next.